Leil Simchas Torah. Somehow the question ended up by me. I passed it on, but the question was as follows. A woman is in the mikvah presently, and as she was taking off her stockings, her nail of her toe came off from the side. Three sides were off, and one side was on. The entire nail came off. What's the story? It's attached by one side. To one side of her pinky toe, the smallest nail, the whole entire nail came off. What's the halacha? It's attached by one side. Can she go to the mikvah, or is it chaitzitz? So we saw with regard to the nails that the minig is, because the halacha is that if you have soya, tachas atzipurin, which is keneged habasar, which is shalei keneged habasar, and batek, even if it's keneged habasar, it's chaitzitz. Since people can't be mechalik between the two, the minig is to cut the nail. Mela says the shari duro, since that's the minig, therefore, if a woman didn't cut the nails, yesh lahachmir, to go back and be terrible another time. The Ramah brings us down the halacha that a woman should go back another time, that b'di'evit, if she did not cut her nails, she should be to go back. Now, what is the reason why? Not exactly clear. If the reason is because of the shari duro, then maybe it wasn't clean, that would mean that b'etzem, the nail itself is not chaitzis like the machaber pasuk in Sif Chof. That the nail is not be'etzem chaitzitz, even though it's technically cut it. It's just that it was possible it wasn't clean, therefore it's kedai to go back. Then memela, in the case where it comes to Friday night, and a woman forgot to cut her nails, then if the whole chash is just, the reason why we sent you back is maybe it wasn't clean, so if I ensure that it's clean beforehand, l'chor there's not a problem, and you'll be able to clean it off. And as a matter of fact, some of the rishonim say that, that it comes out on chol ha'moed, and you don't have a goy, then just make sure that it's clean very well, and the smogs and the truma, that's the Taz quotes, the Taz brings it down, then you could just go to the mikvah. The Mela, la halacha l'mayis, the paskim, the Taz, that on Shabbos, on Yontif, that you should not ask a guy. That's only a chol ha'moed, but on Shabbos and Yontif, don't be over on the Isra of Amir la'akum, even though it's mavokin mitzvah. It's not no reason to be mekel, since if you clean it out very well, then, and as long as it's clean, there's no problem with chasitza, then do that, clean it out very well, and you're good to go. Not only that, you have a chashash mesayaya. When the guy is going to come to cut your nails, you're going to have to move your hands a little bit. Chashash mesayaya is a problem. The Taz, the Shach, on the other hand, he says, he brings down a ravon. In addition to the shari dura says, in economy, the whole chashash is maybe the fingernails are not clean. The ravon says a different form. The ravon says that the fingernails are actually emily cut it. And if they're not cut down to the bottom, wherever a woman usually cuts it to, it doesn't have to be to the bottom, wherever the woman usually cuts it to, then at some point they're going to be emily cut it, because she doesn't usually keep her fingernails this long. Before Shabbos, the next day, she's going to cut them. The mela is already considered emily cut this now, and the fingernail itself is chaytis. The mela says the shach, it's makiv afilu b'di'evit, even if you know that you cut cleaned your nails, and you cleaned your nails beforehand, if it comes to Shabbos, so he says, ask the guy to cut them. And if you can't ask the guy to cut them, then push off the tefillah if you don't have a way. Cleaning it out is not going to help you for the svar of the Ravon. Not only that, he says, afilu b'di'evit, that she was kvar lontzen b'ayla, we're also going to be machmer to go back. This they never really fully understood, but he says, if it's yefshir, then you don't have to go back, but even if it's lontzen b'ayla, avar alayla, you have to go back. One of shav, yefshir. You never say by miyat ha-makbe that if it's yefshir, it's too hard to go back, you don't have to go back. And because of the bar, if it's chaytis, then even if it's avar alayla, and even if it's yefshir, and if it's not chaytis, then it's avar alayla, why be machmer? That's the shitas ha-shach. Not like the Taz, the Maram Lublin, that say that if it's over Laila, even if she wasn't lonesome by law, then you don't have to go back. We have machlekes between the Taz and the Shach, what to do on a Friday night when a woman didn't cut her nails. According to the Taz, just clean them well. According to the Shach, ask a guy. If you don't have a guy, too bad. Lalach Lamaisa, Paskins, the Mishnah Brura, like both the Taz and the Shach, the Chatchila, to ask a guy. Not like the Taz says that it's a problem to say, yeah, and don't be matar amir la'akum. Even if you could clean it out, the Chatchila, ask a guy. B'di'evit, if you don't have a guy, he says, ask a guy to bite it off. If not, then use a kli. And if not, then just clean out well. That's where he paskins halach l'maisa. That means, me'ikur hadin, he's passing like the Taz. When you come down to it at the end of the day, me'ikur hadin, we're not choshish that the actual nail is oimili katit, because I allow you at the end of the day to clean it out, and I'm going to be samech on the shari dura that the whole shash is out, the fact that it's dirty. The mela, in this case, l'chero, if we hold that we have a case where the nail is coming off. Out the etzem nail, the nail is not oimili katzis. The question is now that it's halfway off. What do we say when it's halfway off? So that's the next halacha of tzipurin hamidubdelis. It's coming off. So there, the mechaber says it's tifchafalef. That depends whether or not if it's a little bit off, then it's chaytit. If it's right of the way off, it's not chaytit. The chilek between this and that, actually the Beis Yosef brings down two pshatim. What does it mean that it's chaytit? Is the actual fingernail chaytit? Or the second pshat is, if there's something on the fingernail, then if it's most of the way attached, then it's going to be chaytit. If it's right of the way off, the skill is off. It's not as if the chaytit is on the fingernail, the skill is off the body. Min ha-shamayim iskimu to the second pshat, as the Magid told the Beis Yosef. Don't be meichik the first pshat, but the second pshat is the richtig pshat. The Dark Mishnah says no way. The first pshat is the richtig pshat. I don't know if you knew what the Magid told him, but the mevur in the Mordechai that even the Beis Yosef was masking. The Mordechai is mashma. The pasha says like the first pshat, and that's how it seems that he goes the halacha lemaisa when he brings down the halacha like the first pshat that the actual fingernail is chaytis if it's a mute, but if it's a raiva off then it's not chaytis. What's the reason why? It's not exactly clear. The Beis Yosef says because if it's a little bit, just only attached a little bit, right the way it's off, then she's probably not makbid. Because if she was makbid, she would have pulled it off. Elamai, she's not makbid. Therefore, it's not chaytis. If it's right the way attached, then it could be that the reason why she didn't pull it off is because it's hard to pull it off. This is exactly where you get to our shayla. Let's say the entire finger is off. The Taz has a different svar. The Taz says if it's right the way off, then the water can get inside. If it's a miyat of the way off, then it's very tight at the point where it's cut off, and the water can get inside, and that's the makam that it's chaytis. It's not the part which is attached which is chaytis, the part which is not attached is chaytis, the water can get inside. Says the Sidri Torah, lest you have a woman whose finger, the entire fingernail came off, and just attached on one side. He says, in such a case, it probably hurts her, she's going to hold it together. She's going to hold it towards to the finger, and water is not going to be able to get inside. It's not going to be separate from the finger. Water is not going to be able to get inside. It's like Ivarim and Medudolim that the Tal says that since it's Koyev, to separate it, the person always keeps it close to the body, and water is not going to be able to get inside. It's up to by this fingernail. Now, that was not the case by this lady. It did not hurt her. However, to pull it off, maybe it would hurt her. So, the main of the Sedgitar says two svaras of why, if the entire fingernail comes off, it's just attached to one side, either because water's not going to get inside. It doesn't apply in this case. Or because you don't have the raya of the fact that she didn't pull it off. She's not makbid. Because here, maybe the reason why she didn't pull it off is because it's going to hurt her very much. That was the first question that this lady was asked in the mikvah. What would you do if it's during the week? Would you pull it off or would you not pull it off? And she said, I don't know. Lay it down. Now, in this case, the chur is a little bit better. Because we're talking about not a fingernail. We're talking about a toenail. The toenail, you're much less makbid. If it's coming off the entire thing, on a fingernail, looks very weird. So then there's a shayla, maybe she would pull it off. Maybe she wouldn't pull it off. She bet some would pull it off, but it's going to hurt her. She's not going to pull it off. But a toenail, she's not makbid. She would leave it as it is. That's the chamud Daniel, that the Mishnah Berurah passes in the Lamaisa, that by the toenails, the chatchila, don't even ask a guy. Just clean them out, because they're much less likely to get to it. By the toenails, a woman is much less lachbid the way that it is. Lachur, she would leave it how it is. And in this case, lachur, it should not be chaytis. And that is how the Rav passed at the end of the day, that it's not going to have chaytis. Mrs. Fine was able to go.